107 WITR, Modern Music and More. That, what you just heard, was Christoph Baumann, and that was the last end of Nothing Is with Rick. He ran a little bit over, but that's okay. I'm Tim. I'm friggin' here, playing all kinds of comedy and fun stuff and happy stuff and stuff to keep you awake and, if you want, stuff to put you to sleep. But, just lots of funny stuff. If you have any requests of any kind, 475-2271, I'll see if I can play it. Otherwise, we'll start out here with a song from a guy who calls himself Booger Man.
Wow. Let me tell you a little story about my girlfriend.
She came over to my house, screaming at me. She said I stood her up for our Friday night date last night. I said, baby, last night was Thursday. She said, oh. And then she proceeded to give me a big hug and a kiss. And all of a sudden, it occurred to me, my baby's on the rag. My little baby's on the rag. All the 5 days a month, she's a total drag. Woman ain't like a snake, she'll start to hit the next minute. She'll want me to give her a kiss. Ow! I'm finding myself to become worried. She started complaining to me how her breasts were sore. I said, I'm sorry. She said, you can't be sorry because men are pigs and they don't know what it's like to go through this. I said, oh. And then she went on for an hour telling me how big a pig men really are. I thought it was after a silence. And then she started crying. She started crying about her puppy that died when she was two. She wanted me to hold her. Oh! My little baby's on the rag. All the 5 days a month, and she's a total drag. Woman, he likes a cage. She'll clap her hands the next minute. She'll want me to give her a kiss. Oh!
In an entirely uncopacetic situation. Let me tell you what happened.
She made me go to the store for her. Because she said she couldn't be seen in public.
Floated.
So there I was in the store.
Searching for the feminine hygiene aisle.
I found the aisle.
I knew I had found the aisle. Because there was 10 other guys in that aisle. Looks on their faces.
We bonded. My little baby's on the rag. All the 5 days a month, she's a total drag. Woman ain't like a slave, she'll start to hit the next minute. She'll want me to give her a kiss. Ow. My little baby, my little baby's on the rag. Oh, oh, oh.
I'm talking about
my baby's on the rag.
Thank you. Attention, Kmart shoppers. Attention, Kmart shoppers. Superman.
If this nutty land's so good, would you leave it if you could?
Yeah, this nutty land is good. Leave it, leave it if you could.
We bring the world new order. I'll hit this world new order.
Everyone of foreign race will love the purest face when we bring to the world disorder.
When the Führer says he is the master race, we heil, heil.
Right in the Führer's face, not to love the Führer is the great disgrace. So we heil, heil.
Right in the Führer's face.
We'll be right back.
DJ, the best of the blues. The axe and the brick are the greatest game. Those guys were dicks, they drove me insane. People all around the dark swallowing pills. Let's face it, folks, we was going down the hill. Maryland was crumbly, we was under the gun. Time to look out for number one. So I grabbed a blind and a case of beer. Said the Russians are coming, let's get out of here.
Feeling some people, in order to have a good time, they need cigarettes or alcohol or something like that to get them going. And, I don't really need any of those things, you know, just a couple of my friends, and piano, and a spoon of smack. So, I read the front page headlines this morning. There was a study with bad news to tell. Suddenly all of life's favorite pastimes, hobbies and pleasures are bad for your health. Coffee's addictive, wine makes you sterile, fat makes your heart stop, sex even kills. One box of popcorn can wipe out a family. Well, so much for all of life's favorite thrills. But this is the good part, one of these pastimes, formerly chided and ridden with shame. Studies have shown that despite all the hoopla, effects from this vice are surprisingly tame. It has many a name. Choking the chicken, beating the bishop, pumping the python, jerking around, flogging the donkey, jerking the gherkin, milking the mango, and punching the clown. An apple a day keeps the doctor away, but it also has insecticides that cause carcinoma. And garlic, they say, for your health's a good play, but if you eat too much, it gives your breath a foul aroma. And my favorite pastime alleviates stress and helps develop right-hand coordination. It's more entertaining than a good game of chess, and heck, it even helps control the population. There's a saying old says it makes you blind, but that was all a myth, recent studies find. So I think I'm gonna do it all the time. Shuffling the knuckle, pounding the porpoise, dropping the boys off, pressing the flesh, punching the munchkin, burping the bald man, twanging the turkey and meeting the press, hanging with Rosie and her five sisters, making the monkey, pounding the meat, jacket, smack couldn't do without. No one ever talks about choking the chicken and beating the bishop and pumping the python and jerking the gherkin and spanking the monkey and fisting the mister and taming the lion and crowning the king. Next day, Snoopy messes Edie Lawrence, Edie, I'm in Gourmet. Gourmet! Forget about inflation, forget about Japan, forget the election in Afghanistan, or World War III, who will lose or win? Edie is mad at Steve, Edie is mad at Steve, and Steve is mad at Edie, I'm in.
WITR, Henrietta, Modern Music and More, and Ogden Edsel with Edie Amin meets Edie Gourmet by request. There you go. Four men before that, with Fire and the Surgeon General, and Henry Phelps before that, a new guy, just new CD, just got that last week, before break, right before break, Jerking Around, Mel Brooks before that, with To Be or Not to Be, the Hitler rap, that's actually off the To Be or Not to Be movie soundtrack. Mel Brooks movie came out back in 1983, I guess. Fairly old movie. I haven't seen it in a very long time. Spike Jones before that with De Fuhrer's Face, even older. That dates back 40-something or other. Very, even older than everything. Left Wing Fascist before that with Kmart Shoppers. The Four Postmen with Rabbit Valley. Jim Kweskin and the Jug Band with Borneo. And we started off with Boogerman and the Rag Rag. I'm not sure if that's a cover, because there's another version of that song that came out a while ago, but I don't know if it's the same guy. There's no credit on the CD at all. It just says Boogerman. It could be the same guy. I'm not sure. Coming up, we got stuff from the Reverend Billy C. Wurtz, and lots of stuff. The Lemon Sisters. Lemon Sisters, new stuff from them. The song In My Country, which made it to Dr. Demento's top 25 of the year this year. Kind of interesting. New song. It's already on the top 25. Of 96, that is. Okay, enough of my jabbering. Here's your song.
Back in the old days when piano players used to play through the territories, everybody had like a little double entendre song they did. Doug Clark and the Hot Nuts had made a career out of them, and other people did songs like Sam Sam the Hot Dog Man and Let Me Play With Your Poodle and that kind of thing. And so this is very secular, and I'm going to do something a little bit more spiritual after this, but this goes like this. Stick out your can, here come the garbage man. Stick out your can, here come the garbage man. Don't nobody take it out, mama, the way I can. I got a bow-legged mama that waddle like a duck. She can't cook, but she loves to fix chicken. When her mama come over for Sunday brunch in Hendersonville. Stick out your can, here come the garbage man. Got another little woman, got a head like a rock. She don't cook either, but she like a nice cocktail on Friday afternoon after a hard day of driving at the office. Stick out your can, here come the garbage man. I'm not a pheasant feather. All right, this is the one that gets me in trouble. This goes, I'm not a pheasant feather plucker or a feather plucker's son, but I can pluck a pheasant feather till the feather plucker come. Okay, so. Anyway. This is David Wilcox's favorite verse, so. I'm not a pheasant feather fuck. Wait, hold on. Here, wait, hold on. Hold on. All right, you got me messed up. All right, here we go. I'm not a pheasant feather plucker or a feather plucker son, but I can pluck a pheasant feather till the feather plucker comes. Yes, stick out your can, here come the garbage man. Stick out your can, here come the garbage man. It may make it on tape after all. Say yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Stick out your can, here come the garbage, here come the garbage, here come the... Oh, wait, I almost forgot. I got to finish the song. Here come the garbage man. Yeah.
Shaker, we'll have a ball in my country. Skies are blue, the sun is beaming, and I can't wait to have your semen. Come on ashore to my country. We'll rent a boat and go explore the treasures on my ocean floor. But don't be a worthy. Steer your canoe right through my pussy willow. We'll catch a buzz and have a gas and get ourselves a piece of asparagus. I grow it here in my country.
Let's tell them what to pack, Polly.
A pair of shorts should do the trick. But don't forget that 10-inch Dixie, baby. The nights are cool in my country. But when it's frigid on the eastern front, it's nice and hot down in my country. So, baby, please, come again. Come again. Come again. Come again.
Hello, children, and welcome once again to Story Time. I am, of course, your host, Edgar Allan Poe. Now, lock the doors, draw the shades, check the closets, and join me in a glass of laudanum. For those of you children who are having difficulty finding laudanum, adult formula NyQuil will substitute nicely. Today, we conclude our continuing story with the final chapter of The Telltale Tigger. Mad? Mad, you ask? Winnie the Pooh uttered to himself as he meticulously dismembered the now lifeless corpse of his old friend Tigger. He recalled the sickening, playful bouncing of the overly friendly cat as he stuffed the limbs beneath the floor and replaced the floorboard so cleverly, so cunningly, that no living soul could have detected anything wrong. Just then, there came a knock at his door. Winnie opened it to reveal a forlorn Christopher Robin. "Hello, Winnie," Christopher Robin muttered. "Have you seen Tigger? We were supposed to bounce and pick berries by the 6 pine trees today." Winnie, hardly able to control his sinister joy of Tigger's demise, said, No, I have not seen him. But won't you come in?" he cheerfully offered. Could someone who is mad have remained this calm, Winnie thought to himself. But ere long, during Christopher Robin's endless banter about the enchanted forest, Winnie's head began to ache, and there was a buzzing in his ears, very soft at first, but progressively it grew louder and louder. He paced about the room nervously, his fuzzy little fat body soaked in sweat. Louder and louder the noise grew until he realized the sound was not a buzz at all, but the low, painful howl of a cat. And to his sheer horror, it was coming from the very spot beneath the floor where his heinous deed was done. Christopher Robin continued his banter, totally oblivious to the sound that grew even louder and louder until Winnie could take it no longer. "Stop," he shouted. "Talk no more, you short pants little fiend. I killed him. I killed Tigger. There, under the floorboards will you find your feline friend." "That's okay," said Christopher Robin. "Let's go play." "Huh? Okay," said Winnie. And they bounded off into the forest to pick berries until the sun went down? The end? Well, that's a truly frightening conclusion. I see by the pendulum, children, that our time together draws to a close. So join me next week. We'll begin a new story with the first chapter of Green Eggs and Red Death. Good night, and sleep restlessly.
Hey, did I ever tell you that story about what happened to Buck?
Yeah, about 1,000
well,
times.
Well, here goes again.
Oh, no.
Here's the story about Buck Owen Johnny Cash.
Well,
there was a time when he owed Johnny Cash, and he was too broke to pay Johnny Cash, so he tried to borrow some of Eddie's money.
Hey, you owe me a fiver,
buddy. Eddie was low on money, so Buck tried borrowing some of Sonny's share.
Hey, quit hogging the beer.
Sonny said, "Take a hike, Buck." So Buck decided not to pay John and to hide out at Ricky's Lake.
I fell out of a boat once
and
almost drowned.
Johnny wanted his money, so he asked some of his tough friends to intimidate Buck.
I had to do
his
that
friends
too.
Wouldn't help him. He was told Merle's Hagard, George is Bush, and Tanya's Tucker. Well, Johnny knew he couldn't count on one of Ricky's skags to lean on Buck because he didn't know Ricky's number.
Hey, I know that
so
number.
That's when he decided the only thing he had left to do was take a good old leak. Well, he decided to take a leak into Elton's John. And guess what he saw in Elton's John?
I don't know. What did he see?
Well, he saw Peter's O'Toole, Gregory's Peck, Dick's Butkus, Alfred's Hitchcock, Dick Van Dyke, Martin Sween, Woody's Allen, Bernie's Tampa, Seeley's Posturpedic, and Ferris Fawcett. The senator's Packwood. Oh, and he saw Barbara's Bush. Oh, and he also saw Danny Glover.
Really?
Oh, and I guess Greta garbled and left William Holden. Oh, and what shocked him the most was when he saw Engelbert Humperdinck. Oh, and he saw Magic Johnson, too. And I guess Rich is Little. Oh, and he also saw Buddy Hackett. Well, anyway, some celebrities were getting lit up there, too, a little bit. He saw Sharon Stone on Billy's Crystal. Oh, and he saw Humphrey Bogart the beer. Well, anyway, just when Johnny was getting ready to leave, in came Jay Leno.
Who?
I said, in came Jay Leno.
That's not funny.
Okay, you don't get it.
No.
Well, anyway, Jay said the only way Johnny could get Buck to pay up was to get Dwight to yoke him. Well, Dwight said he needed a couple dogs first, so he decided to hire Bob's Barker and Snoop's Doggy Dog. Well, he had a lot of equipment, so he made Mariah Carey. So Dwight left him with the two hounds and was on his way to find Buck, when guess what happened?
What?
He stepped in Holly's dung.
Like that,
hey, a lot of people like this story.
Yeah, really
Lyle loves it. Oh, and
it
gets kind of cool. Oh, but Patty's
kind of
lovely.
You gotta kind of laugh.
Yeah, yesterday I was at the dump and I said Steven Seagal. Oh, and I heard that Tom Petty and don't hurt Charlie's pride, won't Johnny?
Sweating in the sun, she's over there with that great big gun, and she knows how to shoot a gun. She broke 2 inch over 20 yards in a Chevy's hood. Ooh, 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 baby, she turns me on. She's 120 pounds and just 5'5", but when I'm one-on-one, I just try to survive. I get flipped on my back, she caught me by surprise. And now I'm looking up into her big brown eyes. Ooh, 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 baby, she turns me on. I gotta pour it on. She's got a great big cup. She's no dainty piggy lady. She's got muscular hips, fire in the belly, and fire in the lips. I look into her eyes and I start to sway. I'm a rabbit on the highway, I can't get away. She's an 18-wheeler with a cabin in the cab. When we go out drinking, she picks up the tab. Ooh, 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 baby, she turns me on. She drives me crazy, she drives real fast, and she makes believe that we're out of gas. On a moonlit night, when the stars come alive, she stops the car and we go for a ride. Ooh, 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 baby, she turns me on. Don't mess with my baby, cause she'll mess you up. I gotta pour it on. She's got a great big cup, she's no dainty picky lady. She's got muscular hips, fire in the belly, fire in the lips. Some guys say that I'm under the thumb, but not to my face unless they're real dumb. Cause I can hold my own, she can too. It's amazing what a little cooperation can do. Cause I like to dry and she likes to clean, and we both like to cook, if you know what I mean. Ooh, baby. You got it. Thank you.
the touch of your lips, dear, but much more for the touch of your whips, dear. You can raise welts like nobody else as we dance to the masochism tango. Let our love be a flame, not an ember. Say it's me that you want to dismember. Blacken my eye, set fire to my tie as we dance to the masochism tango. At your command, before you here I stand, my heart is in my hand. Ugh, it's here that I must be. My heart entreats, just hear those savage beats, and go put on your cleats, and come and trample me. Your heart is hard as stone or mahogany. That's why I'm in such exquisite agony. My soul is on fire, it's aflame with desire, which is why I perspire when we tango. You caught my nose in your left castanet, love. I can feel the pain, yes, love, every time I hear drums. And I envy the rose that you held in your teeth, love, with the thorns underneath, love, sticking into your gums. Your eyes cast a spell that bewitches. The last time I needed 20 stitches to sew up the gash you made with your lash as we danced to the masochism tango. Bash in my brain and make me scream with pain, then kick me once again and say we'll never part. I know too well I'm underneath your spell, so darling, if you smell something burning, it's my heart. Excuse me. Take your cigarette from its holder and burn your initials in my shoulder. Fracture my spine and swear that you're mine as we dance to the masochism tango.
89.7 WITR, Henrietta, Leonard Music and More. I'm Tim. I'm friggin' here. Without Tom, because he's in friggin' Connecticut or something. What he thinks it's break and he doesn't have to do his show. But that's okay, because he's right. That was Tom Lehrer right there. With a masochism tango. Jim's Big Ego before that, which She Turns Me On. That's Jim Infantino's band. Okay. The Youpers before that with Buck and Johnny. Edgar Allan Poe with Storytime, which is kind of funny. I kind of like that. The Lemon Sisters with In My Country. And the Reverend Billy C. Wirtz with Stick Out Your Can. It's 2 o'clock a.m. January 3rd, 1997. And I'm here for another hour. Only another hour. I'm not staying till 6 this time, so don't even think about it. Any requests, 475-2271. Anything funny you want to hear, and we have. Or if you want to hear a long experimental song, I'll play that too. But right now, we're going to hear an old classic song by Benny Bell.
I have a sad story to tell you. It may hurt your feelings a bit. Last night when I walked into my bathroom, I stepped in a big pile of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. I think I'll break off with my girlfriend. Her antics are queer, I'll admit. Each time I say, darling, I love you, she tells me that I'm full of shaving cream. Be nice and clean.
Shave every day and you'll always look keen.
Our baby fell out of the window. You'd think that her head would be split, but good luck was with her that morning. She fell in a barrel of shaving cream.
Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen.
An old lady died in a bathtub. She died from a terrible fit. In order to fulfill her wishes, she was buried in 6 feet of shaving cream.
Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen.
When I was in France with the army, one day I looked into my kit. I thought I would find me a sandwich, but the darn thing was loaded with shaving cream.
Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen.
And now, folks, my story is ended. I think it is time I should quit. If any of you feel offended, stick your head in a barrel of shaving cream.
Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen.
Thank you.
What can I say? Sometimes they think, where can I go?
Where can I go to get my poodle clipped in Burbank?
Well, vegetarian poodle clipping.
Where can I go to get organic vegetables for my
Swahili restaurant where you
where can I go to get my jeans embroidered
at Jeans North where nothing fits?
Where can I go to get my zipper repaired?
Who gives a fuck anymore?
Where can I go to get my speakers fixed?
Hey,
where can I go to get my engine light?
At Jack LaLanne Hamburgers
on 312 Media Boulevard. Where can I go to go up?
Hey, Dee-Doo. Questions, questions, questions flooding into the mind of the concerned young person today. Ah, but it's a great time to be alive, ladies and gentlemen, and that's the theme of our program for tonight. It's so fucking great to be alive is what the theme of our show is tonight, boys and girls. And I want to tell ya, if there's anybody here who doesn't believe that it is fucking great to be alive, I wish they would go now because this show will bring them down so much. Adult, we want you to call today in Los Angeles. The number is Richmond 96135. In Downey, it's 347-8932. Call it direct, call it collect, but call it today.
Shoot someone and tell everyone you're from Detroit. Steal a car and then tell them you're from Detroit. Become addicted to a major narcotic and tell people you're from Detroit. Join a street gang and act really idiotic if you're from Detroit. When the Tigers win the championship, pretend like it's really hip to get national media attention when you set a car on fire causing police intervention. Rob from your neighbors and kill your friends if you're from Detroit. Public assistance and drive a Mercedes-Benz when you're from Detroit. Own a store that gets robbed 4 times a week in Detroit. And buy some crack cocaine right on the street in Detroit. Most people criticize it. And some people even eulogize it. But the mayor just gets really pissed. And then he tells all the reporters no problems exist. Now I'd be shot and killed if I played this song in Detroit. Because there's a city ordinance that says you gotta say nice things about Detroit. But since I can't do that, I'm gonna move away and be en route to a safer destination like Beirut. It's the most dangerous city in the universe. If you drive into town, you'll probably leave in a hearse. Or maybe get beat up by an angry mob on national TV. Each time I watch the local news, I learn about kids killing each other for tennis shoes. And this makes me so depressed that I decided to write this song as if I was on a quest. Tell people that the place where I come from is headed for oblivion. And even though it's a nice city to write a song about, Motown is no town where I want to live anymore. No, 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 no. Thank you.
up and says, what the hell, you can't go on wearing clothes like that, red cowboy boots and a TMC hat. I said, buddy boy, short but loud, tell me your name and describe your job. What's your name, babe? Where's the trap? Tell me now or I'll kick your ass. What's your name, babe? Better tell. 5 more minutes or going to hell. What's your name, anything to get back at you. Hitman money and the ACLU. Let me on that plane, you ugly toad. I don't have no stinking dress code. What's your name, babe? Tell the truth. Hard to eat if you got one suit. What's your name, babe? And tell me soon. I dress like this at the Russian tea room. What's your name, babe? When you saw me, shouldn't let me alone. You're better off jacking with Smith alone. I'll kick your ass till you wish you could die, then see you in court with a lawyer and a tie. When I'm in your face, I'm locked off beta. Back in court, I'm another Ralph Nader. Mark the calendar, remember this day. It's the last time your face is gonna look this way. You look ambitious, kinda young, but my boots will shine from the touch of your tongue. Follow your boss up the corporate ladder. Boss is bad, but baby, I'm badder. Is it Bill? Is it Rudolph? How about Timo? Not Prince. What's your name, babe? Is it Doug? Says so on that coffee mug. What's your name, babe? Is it Minnesota Fats? Make no mistake, we're going to the match. Is it Lenny? How about Jerome? How about Rutenhagen? Not Stevie. Oh, wait, I bet I know. I bet I know this place. Guys, Dave.
Dave?
Look at him. Oh, Dave Speedy.
Yeah, sure. Sounds like a Dave.
So Dave, I better believe you're a candy ass and you're out of your league. You lose your job and your friend will say, used to be a shit at CWA. What's your name, babe? That's what you're here. Trapped right now for 1,000 years. What's your name, babe? Let it stay.
Take it easy, all you gotta do. every morning I commute miles down a man in a prisoner's suit. I wanna get home at the end of my day, but there's a whole lot of cars in the way. I put it behind one, I pull out my pistol, I blow them away. I'm driving my car, I wanna go fast, but there's a slow car, won't let me pass. I flash my light, I honk my horn, I have to consider him warm. I pull up behind him, I pull out my pistol, I blow him away. Jesse James, behind the wheel, kind of in my automobile. You call me crazy,
you
call me sick, but let me get with him, quick, that son of a bitch. He cut me off, three whole lanes, he cut across, he made me mad, he made me swerve. Son of a bitch got what he deserved. I pulled up behind him, I pulled up my pistol, I blew him away. That motorcycle was riding between the backed up traffic, right between the lanes. You know, to me, that's an act of war. I saw him coming, I opened my door, I knocked him over, I pulled up my pistol, I blew him away. Jesse James, behind the wheel, behind the in my automobile. You can call me crazy, call me sick, but let me get where I'm going too quick. That little red sports car flying past, he made me jealous, went so fast. I gave him the finger, and I thumbed my nose. It took me 50 miles for me to get close enough. I pulled up behind him, pulled out my pistol, and blew him away. That little old lady, bless her heart, walking her poodle across the boulevard. He was wearing a red-knitted sweater and a red-knitted hat. His name was Fifi, or something stupid like that. I said, here, Fifi, put on my pistol. I blew it away.
WITR, Henry Adam, Modern Music, More. I'm Tim, I'm friggin' here. I'm friggin' playing comedy music. Anything funny that you happen to know, you can request it. 475-2271. I'll be here till 3 o'clock. That's another half hour. 3 a.m. That was Chuck Brodsky with Blow 'Em Away. The Ruddles before that with Questionnaire. That's off the new Ruddles album, the Archaeology. Bongos, Bass, and Bob before that with What's Your Name, Babe? Bongos, Bass, and Bob has Penn Jillette from Penn and Teller in it, in case you weren't aware already. I think I say that every time I play them, but in case this is your first time listening, you know, you wouldn't know. Wally Pleasant before that with Ode to Detroit off his very first album, which is now really, really hard to find. Frank Zappa with Call Any Vegetable. Barnes and Barnes with Monkey Life off of their Soak It Up EP, which was put out in early or mid-80s, and was never re-released ever. I happen to have it on vinyl. The Bobs before that with Andy Always Dreamed of Wrestling, a song about Andy Kaufman, and you should all know who he is. And Benny Bell started it with Shaving Cream. Actually, it was Paul Wynn who actually did the vocals on that song. But I guess Benny Bell wrote the song. I don't know who Paul Wynn is, but he's credited with the actual vocals. Okay, now we're going to go into some doo-doo-wah. And what do we got lined up still? Oh, maybe some Bananas at Large, some Andy Breckman, maybe Dead Alewives, if I feel like playing it. stick around, listen, call me up, tell me what you think.
I'm a victim of dyslexia. I can't tell my left, right, my from. And therefore, whenever I string words together, the order keeps wronging outcome. But that's perfectly K.O. as long as I know there's heaps of Lotl like me. So join with me now and we'll sing us a round of the dyslexic melody.
Lotta sing, buddy, every Lotta sing. Lotta sing, buddy, every Lotta sing.
I'm a victim of dyslexia, and I think it's getting worser. I bottom my tops on the foot, and vice versa. Some say I times what I mean, but sometimes I won't. I'm a victim of dyslexia, but I damn give a don't.
Lotta sing, buddy, every Lotta sing.
Get off your sings and butt.
Lotta sing, buddy, every Lotta sing.
My wife, she is perfectly normal, so it's no wonder she never could truly and truly stand under me. But a fair her gave warning, the very first morning I met her. I said, I'm a dyslexic and I may never bet any getter.
Lotta sing, buddy, every Lotta sing. Lotta sing, buddy, every Lotta sing. Buddy, every Lotta sing.
Time for one.
Buddy, every Lotta sing.
Just calling, don't be stalling, use your common sense. Before you let it flow, find a place to go, just don't whiz on
the electric fence.
If you're gonna explode, you can use the commode in igloos, cave dwellings, or tents.
No need to explain when you got a dream.
Don't whiz on the electric fence, you can swizz around the sofa.
That's why it is there.
You can really play it in the breakdown lane. We're waving at ladies and gents. Just don't whiz on. Don't whiz on. Don't whiz on the electric fence.
Such a woeful thing is life. She had planned to be my wife. Melinda was her name, and I did love her sweet and true. A week before our wedding day, my darling gentle fiance was killed in such a gruesome way. I still don't believe it's true. Oh, my heart is full of pain. It's more than I can bear. The honeymoon won't be the same without Melinda there. She was walking into town by herself a wedding gown. She was strolling past the church in which we would be wed, when suddenly from out the sky, suddenly I do not lie, suddenly a sheepdog fell, hit her on the head. They say I should not question why. God must have a plan. The sheepdog's falling from the sky. I do not understand.
Give me a little Biscuit Orchestra here. Mama don't allow no fiddle playing around here. No, mama don't allow no fiddle playing around here. Oh, we don't care what mama don't allow. We're gonna play them fiddles anyhow. Mama don't allow no fiddle playing around here. Now here come those fiddles here now. Oh, if your family's tried them, you know you satisfied them. They're the real hot item powder mill. Powder mill biscuits. Heaven's so tasty. And that's the biscuit.
Well, it's getting to be that time of year again, right, boys?
Yeah.
I got another big deer story for you. The 30-point buck, tail number two. I was throwing the cows over the fence and hay. The chores were all done. It was opening day. Orion the hunter was fading in the sky. It was almost time for the lead to fly.
I made it to the shack
just before light. The boys had been drinking since all through the night. They were singing our favorite deer hunting tune about that Yahanian Clyde and his gun. But now there's Holly, the poor girl. He's a dirty, dirty 10-gang side by each tomahawk over and under with cruise control.
With the four-pound phaser banana clip? Yeah, the model IRS BS. Interswamp radioactive stud, what's inside of
it? It's got a 30,000 gigawatt deer shiner and cigarette lighter in the butt.
Like a prom dress.
As the season began, the boys were running around in circles looking for their stands. We watch hunting videos by all the big game studs like Ted Bear, Fred Nugent, and Elmer Fudd.
Kill the rabbit,
quiet. It's deer season, you know. So I'm up in my tree, nothing's moving. Set the beans in my gut, end up gurgling and a brewing. I buckered up my teeth, tried to hold back. Upside down, burning, rain off the stand, 10 feet off the ground. I just got stuck in midair.
That sure did suck.
Next, when I seen it there, the 30-point buck.
The 30-point buck.
Yeah. Did you see the 30-pointer?
Did you see the 30-pointer?
Yeah.
Did you see the 30-pointer? Did you see the 30-pointer?
Did you see that 30-point buck? Godzilla with horns was snorting at me. There was fire in his eyes and red tags in his teeth. I swung the gun around. That buck was all mine. Here's old 30-30.
Could bring down Frankenstein.
I'm gonna give that mega buck the Powerball. Yep. Right up your bingo hole. Yeah, and the winning number is... As the gun went off, smoke covered my face. The bullet ricocheted off his arms and snapped my boot legs. I landed right on his points, falling back to the ground. Antlers caught my dupa, started dragging me around. And there he was.
Duncan.
That buck was really chucking.
Downwind.
Yeah, sometimes even broke with me. Went flying over the horns as he hit the bridge. Bounced off his nose, landed flat on my cakes. Of course, I had the buck's fever standing side by me. I yelled, shoot him, boy, shoot him, that
get some to be.
Did you see the 30-pointer?
Did you see the 30-pointer?
Yeah,
it was a 30-point buck. Did you see the 30-pointer? Did you see the 30-pointer?
Did you see that 30-point buck? Yeah, we threw everything we had at him. Sandwiches, candy bars, and whole ice cream for him. Finally, that idiot could hear the noise. Get them between the eyes with a Zippo and a roll of toilet paper. Yeah, the woods were on fire like a napalm bomb. And then a big flash of white. And there he was. Gone. I'll decide what I see in their head.
Safety comes first.
Deadpool and trigger.
Remember,
I know.
Treat everyone there as if he were loaded.
On our last episode of All My Scandals, washed-up country singer Gary Paxton and his wife Karen had been sitting in a motel in Charlotte watching a baby-faced TV evangelist play one of Gary's tunes. Before they knew it, the evangelist's wife, Tammy Faye, and Gary were making their own sweet music together. Gary's wife Karen was so stunned, she became a hair replacement specialist. Tammy Faye's husband, Jim the Evangelist, was so crushed, he fell in with a floozy from Florida. Tammy Faye was so ashamed, she started dyeing her eyes black and putting strange substances up her nose. All over the counter, of course. Meanwhile, a not-so-baby-faced evangelist, also named Jim, was closing in for the kill after being slipped the sleazy scoop on the surreptitious score between the baby-faced Jim and the floozy from Florida. The not-so-baby-faced Jim began his quest to control Baby-faced Jim's PTL club. Are you still with us? And then, in an attempt to head evil Jim off at the pass, Baby-faced Jim asked Jerry the Savior to save his PTL club. So, the Baby-faced Jim paid Jerry the Savior, and then paid the floozy from Florida, and then paid the clinic in California to dry out Tammy Faye. He doesn't know what to do about her eyes. Now, on today's episode of All My Scandals, Babyface Jim and his wife Tammy Faye cut a record to pay off all their debts.
Okay, we're ready to roll. This is Jim and Tammy Faye. Screw around on the Lord. Take one.
I got tears.
Lost all that I hold dear. In this praise the Lord club shake-up. Now we're stranded in Palm Springs. We're down to our last few million. If you screw around on the Lord, you'll pay through the nose.
Fault we're in this mess, going after that bum country singer, that dime store Freddie Fender. I don't know what you saw in him. He's not young looking like me.
I got sick and tired of looking at your chipmunk teeth. I don't know what you saw in that bimbo of yours.
I saw her eyes. I could actually see her eyes.
Well, right now all I want to see is cold hard cash, just like the good old days. Now my money for drugs is all gone.
The PTL hit me out. What will I do? Will you roll?
screw around on the Lord. He'll play through the nose. If you screw around on the Lord, kiss your asses goodbye. Up to make my request. Everything turned ratchet in my young girl at the order desk. She just laughed at me. She knew I was green as can be. I paraphrased the words she said. You're actually expected to buy this bed. Everything's turned ratchet in my life. She said the headboard and the footboard are not in stock today. You better take the sign and the bait away. Cause if we order my headboard and it comes in, sign and the bait, gonna be sold by then. Everything turned ratchet in my life. She said we ain't got no hard mattress, no how. Not today. How about you better take the soft one with you now? Cause if we order the hard one and it comes in, soft one like it's gonna be sold by then. Everything turned in my life. I cried, oh, Ralph Nader, help me, please. Help me, Ralph, help me. This could take 3 or 4 deliveries. And $30 every time. It feels like a white collar crime. Everything turned about it in my life. Can't let this song go on and on. Let's just say we still sleep on our damn futon. Now my friends are saying, don't you know? That's how IKEA makes it so. Everything turned ratchet. Everything turned. Everything turned to ratchet. Ratchet in my life.
I saw your mama wearing a rug, spending all of her quarters cold playing Dig Dug.
That's a pretty cold rhyme, but your mama plays Burger Time, eating up the pickles with a little squeeze of lime.
Defender, mind bender, return to sender. I might date your mama, but I don't know her gender.
How come I saw your mama's ugly face, sitting on a stool, playing Space Ace?
Your mama is whack, man, always playing Pac-Man. I tried to pick her up, and I threw out my back, man.
Isn't that your mama playing Terminator 2, with her liquid metal booty all oozing that goo?
Here goes your mama playing Afterburner, jiggling the joystick like it's a butter churner.
You better get your mama, man, she's playing pinball, begging for change with Shelly Duvall.
Your mommy gets none when she's playing Outrun. She's kinda like a steak, cause she's always getting done. Rare. Yeah, over there, she played elevator action and they made her take the stairs.
That's a clever endeavor, but watch me pull the lever. Your mama auditioned for Batman Forever. She's robbing and bobbing, I left her there sobbing in a field of dreams. Completely corn cobbing, Kate Crusader, breathing like Darth Vader. Burt Reynolds from Gator still playing Space Invaders.
Your mom looks like McCartney, singing Hey Jude, pairing up with Keanu and playing bad dudes. Street Fighter, Knight Rider, David Hasselhoff. She gave me an exam and told me to cough. I saw her on her knees in your daddy's BBD. keys, begging for smack in the back of Chuck E. Cheese.
Man, pick up your mama, she's making me sick. Sucking up crack like it's Nestle's quick.
Aw, speaking of crack, your ma's in Little Rock. Hanging with Bill Clinton and New Kids on the Block. She gets more action in one night than Mata Hari. But dude, tell your mama to stop playing that Atari.
I must be the man cause I know your mama's Chico. She got all happy cause she bought a Coleco. Sitting in a basement playing River Raid. Taping old episodes and we got it made.
Your daddy's finger licking but your mama's shaking bake. Plus I heard she directed episodes of Give Me a Break. Trying to barter her garters for Nell Carter. I hear she met Bruce Willis and she made him die harder. She loved Hudson Hawk but she left him for another. Hitting Demi Moore with her head like Mario Brothers. Followed me around like Barker follows Clive. She plays Operation Wolf and she watches Almost Live.
Come on, 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 come on of weird commercials. That Ultra Slim Fast, that doesn't work. The shake for breakfast, the shake for lunch, and you're shaking at 3:30 when your blood sugar plummets. And then a sensible meal. Hey, if you could eat sensibly, you wouldn't be on a diet.
Hi, I'm Henry Block of H&R Block with reason number 55. If you are called in for an audit, H&R Block will go to court with you. Not as a legal representative.
You know what, like a well-dressed friend? What the f*** do you need him there for? What, so you could drive your car home after you're arrested?
8 out of 10 people suffer from hemorrhoids.
What, do the other two enjoy them? Why are hemorrhoids called hemorrhoids and asteroids called asteroids? Wouldn't it make more sense if it was the other way around? Ow, my asteroid. But then if that was true, you wouldn't be a proctologist, you'd be an astronaut.
WITR. Modern music, more. Robert Schimmel. Very short thing by him. That was 3 tracks, believe it or not. Ultra Slim Fast, H&R Block, and Hemorrhoids. A little thing about advertisement. Before that, Buckner and Garcia, the Do the Donkey Kong. Same people that brought you Pac-Man Fever, but I didn't feel like playing that again. Dead Ale Lives with Mama Rap. Nancy White with Everything Turned to Rat Stuff in My Life. Double Exposure with If You Screw Around with the Lord. Bananas at Large brought us 30 Point Buck 2, the sequel. Garrison Keillor with the Powdered Milk Biscuit theme. Andy Breckman with the Fiancé song. Ren and Stimpy, well, something off the Ren and Stimpy You Idiot CD. Don't Whiz on the Electric Fence, and Doo Doo Wah started off half an hour ago or so with Longest Thing, a song about dyslexia. Funny song. I'm Tim. I'm friggin' here for a minute or two. I got one last thing before I go. It's a Monty Python skit. One of my favorites, but they're all good. It's the Fish License skit with the Eric Hafabee song at the end. Here you go.
Hello, I would like to buy a fish license, please.
A what?
A license for my pet fish, Eric.
How did you know my name was Eric?
No, my fish's name is Eric. Eric the Fish. He's an halibut.
What?
He is an halibut.
You've got a pet halibut?
Yes. I chose him out of thousands. I didn't like the others. They were all too flat.
You must be a loony.
I am not a loony. Why should I be tired with the epithet loony? Merely because I have a pet halibut. I've heard tell that Sir Gerald Nabardo has a pet prawn called Simon. You wouldn't call him a loony. Furthermore, Dawn Palethorpe, the lady show jumper, had a clam called Stafford. After the late Chancellor, Alan Bullock has 2 pikes, both called Chris. And Marcel Proust added Eric. So if you're calling the author of Our La Recherche to Tom Perdue a loony, I shall have to ask you to step outside.
All right. A license?
Yes.
For a fish?
Yes.
You are a loony.
Look, it's a bleeding pet, isn't it? I got a license for me pet dog, Eric. I got a license for me pet cat, Eric.
You don't need a license for your cat.
I bleeding well do and I got one. Can't be caught out now.
There is no such thing as a bloody cat license.
Yes, there is.
No, there isn't.
Isn't. Our bleeding got one. Look. What's that then?
This is a dog license with the word dog crossed out and cat written in crayon.
Man didn't have the right form.
What man?
The man from the cat detector van.
The loony detector van, you mean?
Look, it's people like you what cause unrest.
What cat detector van?
The cat detector van from the Ministry of Housing. It was spelt like that on the van. I'm very observant. I've never seen so many bleeding aerials. The man said their equipment could pinpoint a purr at 400 yards, and Eric, being such a happy cat, was a piece of cake.
How much did you pay for this?
60 quid and 8 for the fruit bat.
What fruit bat?
Eric the fruit bat.
Oh, your pet's called Eric.
There's nothing so odd about that. Kemal Ataturk had an entire menagerie called Abdo.
No, he didn't.
Did.
Didn't.
Did.
All right.
Spoke like a gentleman, sir. Now, are you going to give me a fish license?
I promise you that there is no such thing. You don't need one.
In that case, give me a bee license.
A license for your pet bee?
Correct.
Called Eric. Eric the bee?
Nope.
No?
No. Eric the offbee. You had an accident.
You're off your chump.
Look, if you intend by that utilization of an obscure colloquialism to imply that my sanity is not up to scratch, or indeed to deny the semi-existence of my little chum, Eric the offbee, I shall have to ask you to listen to this. Take it away, Eric the orchestra leader.
A one, two, three, four.
Half a bee, philosophically, must ipso facto half not be. But half the bee has got to be vis-a-vis its entity. Do you see? But can a bee be said to be or not to be an entire bee when half the bee is not a bee due to some ancient injury? Singing.
La-dee-dee, 1, 2, 3, Eric the half a bee. A-B-C-D-E-F-G, Eric the half a bee.
Is this a wretched demi-bee, half asleep upon my knee, some freak from a menagerie?
No, it's Eric the half a bee. A fiddly-dum, a fiddly-dee, Eric the half a bee. Ho, 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 tee-dee-dee, Eric the half a bee.
I love this hive employee, bisected accidentally one summer afternoon by me. I love him carnally.
He loves him carnally, semi-carnally.
The end.
Cyril Connolly?
No, semi-carnally.
Oh.
Cyril Connolly.
At this time, WITR temporarily concludes broadcasting. WITR is the non-commercial educational radio station of the Rochester Institute of Technology, licensed by the Federal Communications Commission to operate at 89.7 MHz with an effective radiated power of 910 watts. WITR is also authorized to operate auxiliary equipment at 950.5 MHz under the call sign WMG211 and at 455.25 MHz under the call sign KC25231. Our studios and offices are located in the lower level of the Student Union Building, and our transmitting facilities are atop Mark Ellingson Hall on RIT's main campus. The views and opinions expressed on WITR are not necessarily those of the Rochester Institute of Technology, and portions of our programming may have been pre-recorded. Questions and comments about these broadcasts may be directed to WITR Radio, P.O. Box 20563, Rochester, New York, 14602-0563. This is 89.7 WITR Henrietta, Modern Music and More.